Namo Buddhaya. Welcome back to Monks in the Morning from Colombo Dhamma Friends of Mahameonawa. The monks here are so happy to get to spend time with you now. It's really hard to find people in the world who are interested in learning and practicing the Dhamma. We love that you care enough about your future that you would spend time listening to these Dhamma teachings. Today, we're going to learn how we can collect merit when we see monks. Now, most of you probably already know that you can collect merit by offering dana, or alms food, to monks. Well, in the sutta that we'll listen to today, the Supreme Buddha teaches us five different ways to collect merit when we see monks. And one of those ways we can do even if we just see a photo of a monk. One of the best things that we could do to start the day is to go for refuge to the Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha. Then, when we have difficulties or problems today, we can remember to think about what our teacher, the Supreme Buddha, has told us and try to find a solution that matches with the Dhamma. Because the happiness that comes from following the Supreme Buddha's instructions lasts a long time, and the solutions are real solutions. So place your hands together and think about the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha while you chant along with us.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Say together with me. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammā sambuddhassa. Buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Dutiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi buddhaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi dhammaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Tatiyampi sanghaṃ saraṇaṃ gacchāmi. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Now to observe the five precepts, say after me. Say loudly. I observe the precept of abstaining from killing beings. I observe the precept of abstaining from stealing. I observe the precept of abstaining from sexual misconduct. I observe the precept of abstaining from telling lies. I observe the precept of abstaining from taking intoxicating. drinks and drugs. I follow these precepts for happiness in this life, for rebirth in heaven, and to realize the Four Noble Truths. In this Gautama Buddha's dispensation, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Namo Buddhaya. Dear children, have you ever seen a monk before? Have you ever seen a monk in person, or even just a picture of a monk? Did you know that the Supreme Buddha taught us that even when we see a monk, it's possible for us to collect merit? Even if we see a picture of a monk, it's possible to collect merit. In one sermon, the Supreme Buddha preached that there's five different ways that we can collect merit when monks come to our house. Have you heard those before? It's very easy to do these five things. The first one, the Supreme Buddha said that when a person sees virtuous monks coming to their family home, the people develop shraddha, they develop confidence, they develop faith in their hearts. When they see the monks, they think, ah, these monks, they're practicing the Supreme Buddha's teachings. They're trying to overcome greed, hatred, and delusion. They've given up having families, they've given up jobs, they've given up so many of the things that people who live in a home get to enjoy. And they were able to give these things up because they learned the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma. So when we see monks, and even if we just see a picture of a monk, we can think these thoughts, can't we? We can think, ah, there's someone who's trying very hard to practice the Supreme Buddha's teachings. These teachings help someone to give up their attachments. So this is the first way that we can collect merit when we see monks, even if we just see a picture, let alone if they're coming to our house. And, you know, the Supreme Buddha, in this very same sermon, explained exactly the kinds of results that we get from that merit. The Supreme Buddha said that when we develop confidence, when we develop faith, as soon as we see monks, that karma will ripen in being reborn in a heavenly realm. Isn't that wonderful? All we have to do is see virtuous monks and have confidence in our hearts. And even just that is enough to help us be reborn in a heavenly realm, a deva realm. That's a great benefit, isn't it? The second way that we can collect merit when monks come to our homes is when we see virtuous monks coming to our homes, we stand up, we bow down, and we offer those monks a seat. That's another very simple thing to do, isn't it? But some people are very arrogant. When monks or nuns come to their house, they just say, oh, hello, how are you? They don't stand up, let alone bow down or offer a seat. But this is a very simple thing to do, isn't it? Even when you come to the asapura, when you come to the monastery, if you're sitting somewhere in the monastery and you see monks come into the room, all you have to do to collect merit is stand up and show them respect. If you haven't done it yet, you can worship them. You can get on your hands and knees and bow down and respect them. And if they need, you can offer them a place to sit. Very simple, isn't it? But I tell you, many people don't take advantage of this very easy way to collect good karma. So again, the Supreme Buddha tells us exactly the kind of results that we get from this kind of karma. The Supreme Buddha explained that when we stand up and worship and offer seats to virtuous monks and nuns, then that good karma ripens in being reborn in a prominent family. Now, is your family prominent? What does that mean? A prominent family or an eminent family is a very famous family that has a lot of power, right? So maybe the family of the president or prime minister, or the family of a very famous actor, or a very wealthy business person. These are prominent families. And there's a benefit to being reborn in a family like that, isn't there? You have money to do the things that you like, you can collect merit, you can have free time. So the Supreme Buddha said, if we want to be reborn in a prominent family, then we need to show respect, especially show respect to the Mahasangha. So this is the second benefit. The third way we can collect karma, good karma, is when we see monks coming, we completely remove the stain of stinginess from our minds. So we know that when we see monks or nuns, that these are not wealthy people, that they need our help, and they may need food, or they may need medicine, or they may need clothes. Now, some people, when they see a monk or a nun, immediately their thought is, I don't want to give them anything. They're going to need something from me, and I don't want to give. Is that a good thought or a bad thought? That's a very bad thought, isn't it? So, when we see monks and nuns, we should automatically think, how can I be generous? I don't want to be stingy. The Supreme Buddha said when we develop that thought in our mind, the way that that karma results is having great influence. So, power over other people. People respect us, and they want to do what we say and what we recommend. So, all we have to do to get that sort of power is not have a stingy mind when we see virtuous monks coming in our direction. The fourth way, when virtuous monks come to us, we try and share the best things that we can. We don't give them food that was going to be thrown away. We don't give them the kind of food that we don't like to eat. We try and give the best that we can. Now, this is something that we should do anytime someone comes to visit us, even if they're not monks or nuns. But if they are part of the Mahasangha, then absolutely, we want to try and think, okay, how can I give the best things that I have? Right? It doesn't have to be expensive things. That's not important. But if we have food that we like, we should try and offer that food. If we have things to drink that we like to drink, we should try and offer those things. This is another way that we overcome our stinginess. And the Supreme Buddha said there's a very specific kind of good karma that comes from this, that when we give the best that we can, it leads to great wealth in the future. Even if we give something very small in this life, in our next life, the results could be incredible. I think you remember the story of the poor woman who all she had to give was a needle, and she gave that needle to monks who were making a robe. And because of that gift, when she was reborn in a heavenly realm, extremely wealthy, with great comforts in her life. All of this because she offered the best thing that she could. It was just a little sewing needle, but still, that was enough to help her. And the last way the Supreme Buddha said that we collect good karma when we see virtuous monastics, virtuous monks, when they come to us or when we go to them, we ask good questions and we listen to the answers very carefully. Isn't that interesting? The Supreme Buddha said that we collect very powerful good karma when we ask good questions, when we ask, what's wholesome to do, what's unwholesome to do, what's beneficial, what's unbeneficial. And the Supreme Buddha said that when we ask questions like that, we're practicing the way that leads to great wisdom. Now, in the ordinary world, we think about asking questions and we get information. We ask questions and maybe we get a method. When we ask questions about the Supreme Buddha's Dhamma, this is actually a powerful kind of good karma that's not just useful in this life, but also useful in future lives. So when we see virtuous monastics, we want to think, this is my chance to collect this good karma of developing wisdom by asking questions. Do I have any Dhamma questions? Am I unsure about how to practice? This is an amazing way that we can benefit ourselves in this life and future lives as well. This is why here on Monks in the Morning, we're always telling you, send us your questions, send us your questions. Why? Because we want you to develop wisdom. We want you to be wise in the future, in this life, and even in future lives. And that's why we encourage you to ask questions. So, do you remember all five of the ways that we can collect merit when we see virtuous monastics? The first one? Even just when we see them, what do we do? We have confidence in our hearts. We have faith, Shraddha. And what's the result of that? Rebirth in a heavenly realm, just from having Shraddha. The second way, when we see them coming, what do? We stand up, we worship, and we offer them a seat. And do you remember the result that gives? Being reborn in a prominent family. The third one, when we see virtuous monastics, we give up stinginess in our hearts. We're willing to part with whatever we can to help other people. And do you remember the result that comes from that? Having great influence, being very powerful in the world. The fourth one, when they come to us, we give the best that we can. Even if they're not monks and nuns, we should still give people the best thing that we can. But especially if it's Sangha, then we should give the best we possibly can. And the result of that? Great wealth, either in this life or some future life. And the last one? We ask good questions, good Dhamma questions, and we listen very carefully to what they have to teach us. And the result that comes from this? Yes, having great wisdom, either in this life or some future life. So these are the five ways that we can collect merit whenever we go to virtuous monks and nuns or whenever they come to us. So now, whenever you see a monk, even if it's just a picture, you know how you can collect merit, right? Having Shraddha in the Supreme Buddha's enlightenment, having Shraddha in the Mahasangha. And if you do get to see them in person, what can you do? You can stand up, you can worship, you can give up your stinginess, you can offer the best that you can, and you can ask good questions. So that way, you'll be reborn in a prominent family, you'll have great power, you'll have great wealth, and you'll also have great wisdom. So, may you always remember these five actions that you can do, five very easy actions, and through the power of this merit, may you soon experience the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sad, sad, sad. Namo Buddhaya. Buddha Anusati verses. Now we're going to chant some ancient verses that help us practice Buddha Anusati while we're chanting. If you have a copy of the chanting book, you can turn to page 174, or you can click on the show notes to read along online.
Ananta vittara gunang gunato nusarang muning భావయ్య బుద్ధి మా భిక్కు బుద్ధానుస్సతి మాదితో. A wise monk meditates on the Buddha's infinite and pervasive virtues as his first contemplation. He practices Buddhanusati, Savasane kileseso, Eko sabbe nighatiya, Ahu susuddha santano, Pujananca sadaraho. The Buddha destroyed all defilements by himself. He had an extremely pure mind, being worthy of offerings from the whole world. Sabba kala gate dhamme, sabbe samma sayang muni, sabba karena bujjitva, eko sabbang yutangato. The Buddha has rightly realized everything in the world relating to all times through his great insight and has attained supreme enlightenment entirely through his own efforts. Vipassanadi vijjahi శీలాది చరణే చ సుసమిద్దేహి సంపన్నో గగనాభేహి నాయకో. ద లీడర్ ద బుద్ధ హ్యాస్ వేరియస్ నాలెడ్జెస్ సచ్ యాస్ విపస్సనా యాస్ ఎక్స్టెన్సివ్ యాస్ ద స్కై అండ్ హీ హ్యాస్ పర్ఫెక్ట్ కండక్ట్ and pure virtue. Sammagato subhantanam amogha vachano chaso tividassapi lokassa jnata niravasesato. The Buddha has rightly gone to the most blissful state. His speech is very meaningful. He has understood the three worlds, sensual form and formless worlds, in their entirety. Anekehi gunoghehi sabba sattuttamo ahu anekehi upayehi Naradammeh damesich. The Buddha has become supreme among all beings by his manifold qualities. Using various strategies, he tamed gods and humans who could be tamed. Eko sabbassa lokassa sabba attanusasako bhagyaissariyadinam gunanam paramonidhi. The Buddha is the great teacher of all beings, the unique instructor to the entire world. He is a noble treasure of qualities such as good fortune and prosperity. Panyasa sabba dhammesu karuna sabba jantusu attattanam parattanam sadhika guna jettika. The Buddha had perfect wisdom. His compassion extend to all beings. He acted for the benefit of himself and others. He is supreme in all qualities. Dayaya paramichitva पञ्यायत्तान मुद्धरी उद्धरी सब धम्मे च दयायन्ये च उद्धरी The Buddha crossed over suffering by the highest wisdom gained through the perfections and great compassion by realizing the truth. The Buddha helped others to cross over suffering through his great compassion. Dissa mano pitavassa rupakayo achintiyo asadharana jnanadhe dhammakaye katavakati. The beauty of his physical body, full of meritorious marks, is unimaginable even when visible. How much more unimaginable is his body of Dhamma with unique wisdom. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
It was great to spend time with you today. We hope that you learned something new, and we really hope that you can use what you learned as you go about the rest of your day. Do you remember the five things you can do to collect merit when you see monks? You can develop faith in your hearts. That leads to rebirth in heaven. You can stand up and worship them. That leads to rebirth in prominent families. You can give up stinginess. That leads to being influential. You can give them the best things that you have to give. That leads to great wealth. And you can ask good Dhamma questions. That leads to wisdom. Now let's share merits. Today, we've done many wholesome actions by body, speech, and mind. We've gone for refuge, taken the precepts, listened to a Dhamma sermon, recited these meditation verses, all wholesome actions. So, may all of our teachers, our parents, our families, our friends rejoice in this merit, and may they soon experience the supreme bliss of Nibbana in this Gautama Buddha's dispensation. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Namo Buddhaya.